See, we are in the middle of this rich sugi lamidheim with Aleph. Minoan imili, what's the mocker for Birkas HaPeres? The Mishnah tells us that there are Birkas HaPeres, multiple Birkas HaPeres, case of Aruch HaPeres, period Bebrachas, various Nuschos, various Matbeos, Shetavar HaCham and Bebrachas. The Mishnah presents that. The Gemara wants to know, Minoan imili, what's the mocker? And the Gemara, as we saw, over the course of Lamed Hey Amad Aleph, goes through essentially three stages. We'll have subparts and sub-stages and footnotes and parenthetical notes, but fundamentally there are three possibilities that the Gemara goes through one at a time. What's the makkah for Birkas HaPeres? 1, 2, 3. The first suggestion was we darshan Birkas HaPeres from Apostle. Kodesh Elul Hashem. After all, that's what the Sifra says. The Sifra said that we darshan from Kodesh Elul Hashem. The Gemara had kashas on that. The Gemara said that it's not so pashat, because that pasuk, which itself contains two bays, two spaces, as it were, to darshan dinim, because hilulim is lashon rabim, but one or both of those is already taken with dinim of the actual core context of that pasuk, which is a revai. We certainly need to know achle v'adar achle. We need to know that revai has kedusha. Although on the one hand it's not like Oral, which is Asr Bachila, Asr Bahana, but it's also not like the Shana Chamishas, that's just Hetzer Gamar, just take care of Truma Samais, you're good to go. No. It has Kedusha. Specifically, it has a Kedusha of similar to Maiser Sheni. Tosis, Demasla Achle, gets more involved in that, but it has a Kedusha. It could have imagined some other sort of Kedusha, maybe it's like Shemitah. It has a Kedusha that allows it to be eaten, but with restrictions. See, here the drasha tells me specifically it's a Maiser Sheni Dikka Kedusha. It has to be eaten Yerushalayim, or you have to be poded onto money. That does not work by Shemitah. You can't be poded the Kedusha away. You can't be Mechal the Kedusha with money. But Achle v'hadar Achle, Hilulim. Revai is like Maiser Sheni. It has Kedusha, it has restrictions, but I can transfer those restrictions onto cash. So that's one thing I learned from Hilulim. So that knocks out one of the spaces in the Pasuk that could yield a din of bracha. Then it may also, depending on what you think about Kerem Revai, Netz Revai, and what you think about the Rebbe's Gzera Shava, I may need the other space to teach me that Revai is limited to Kerem Revai, Davar Sha'omrim Alav Shira. So the Gemara says, look, the drasha is not going to really work, because I might have no spaces left in this pasuk, or if I have one, Ashkechan la'acharav. And that's where we had left off, one of the topics we discussed in last year, why it is, as Rashi and Tosis, and most clearly the Rashba explain, if you only have space to darshan one of those two brachas, the one you're going to darshan is going to be bracha achrona. Why? Because it's more mastaber. We just spent some time thinking about it last time, that the drushas always involve a blend of the pasuk, the language in the pasukim, and the tools of the drasha, the entire drasha then, and the svaras hachachamim. So svaras hachachamim indicates, by looking at the malz and chumash, v'chalta v'savata v'yachta, when you have bread, you make a bracha achrona min haTorah, not a bracha rishona. As we saw, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph says. So that would be the model for here. If I only have one space in Kodesh Elulim, it should tell me bracha achrona. If I have no spaces, it doesn't teach me anything about brachas at all. It really doesn't teach me bracha rishona. So that was stage number one, option number one, where they learned it from Kodesh Elulim. That gets knocked out. Kodesh Elulim as a source for Bracha Rishona, specifically, Bracha Rishona. Option number two is, well, it's a Kal V'chomer, me, Bracha Acharona. Where does Bracha Acharona come from? A Bracha Acharona might come from Kodesh Elulim, maybe. Bracha Achrona definitely comes from V'chalta V'savata V'achta, which again, Kodesh Elulim might be just Geffen, or it might be Kol Matiyah. V'chalta V'savata V'achta is Pas, and maybe also Shivas Hamidim in general. Okay. So maybe make a Kal V'chomer. Make Kal V'chomer. And then the Gemara said, that Kal V'chomer is not really going to help me either. Why not? Because it is inadequate. It's inadequate, because you're always going to tell me, don't tell me grapes, don't tell me fruits in general, bread, Shiva Sadinim in general.
I want
a Kavah Homer could only tell me that there's a bracha acharona on an item which has a bracha rishona on an item which has a bracha acharona. But we don't have sources for bracha acharona on all foods. You only have sources of bracha acharona on some foods. The Chalta B'Savato Derachta teaches me there's bracha acharona on bread and maybe on Shivas Hamidim in general. We spoke about that a little bit last time. Kodesh Ilulim, if it works at all, which is, again, up for grabs, if it works at all, it's going to work only for Geffen or maybe for generally tree fruits, if you hold Netzer Avai. But that doesn't, that there's no mucker for bracha achrona on meat or eggs or fish. So where does the bracha rishona come from? So this is inadequate. So that's what leads the Gemara to its final stage. Let's take a look at that. What's the final stage of the Gemara? So the Gemara says the Ella, the second to last narrow or medium width line on the page, right before the first two dots. Ella svaru. The answer is bracha rishona isn't directly nidrash from a pasuk, nor apparently is bracha rishona nidrash from a kal v'chomer.
Logic.
Also, adam she'enem and aol mazeh lo bracha. Svaru. It makes sense that aser leyanos the aol mazeh. So a host of that's the executive summary of the Gemara with a lot of key pieces included. And with this, we had left off with a bunch of kashas. One chunk of kashas we'll get to, with one cluster of kashas about the Maskana. But even we'll get to that. But even before that, there was a cluster of kashas around the middle of the Gemara. This Kal V'Chomer. Right? So the Gemara says, well, first we want to say is we darsh from Pasuk. We said, no. You don't darsh from Pasuk. And they say, well, maybe it's Kal V'Chomer, which we're going to reject also, right? But for now, step two is Kal V'Chomer. So Tosis asks Akasha. One second. Take a look at Tosis. Dear Masko Lifanov. That was a Kal V'Chomer. He said, if you make a bracha afterwards, Kishu Saveya Mevara, Kishu Rav Lokolshkin. You make a bracha even when you're full. So kolshke, you have to make a bracha when you are hungry and starving. So Tosis makes a comment. Lav kal v'chomer. It's not really a kal v'chomer. That's surprising. That was the whole point of the Gemara. It's a kal v'chomer. I says, well, not really. Why not really? De'im kein tehe bracha lefanav midaraisa. If you're going to learn from a kal v'chomer, so then bracha rishon should be daraisa. Okay. And what's wrong with that? Well, le'el Perak Mishameso, the Gemara we were gone to in the beginning of the third parak, we were gone to in Bikiyas, Mashmagar Bel Keri, the Lav Doraisu. But it seems over there that it's Lav Doraisu. What line is the Gemara pointing to? Because the Gemara goes on to talk about Rabbi Yehuda, Tosis is going to say, well, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Bel Keri does make a Bracha Rishona, it's not because he disagrees about the nature of Bracha Rishon. We haven't, I think most of you haven't gotten yet to that piece of Gemara. We'll get there soon. But it has to do with the details of Balkari and Hilchas Derech Eretz. But Tosa says fundamentally, in other words, what's Tosa saying? Fundamentally, where do I see that Bracha Rishon is Lav Deraisa? Because Tanakhama said in the Mishnah that what? That the Balkari is very limited in terms of what he says, based on Takana Zezer, which again, no longer applies, at least not fully, Bismanaz. That's one of the rare examples of a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that was Nisbatla, that was annulled, that was ended in a later generation. But during the period that Takaras Ezra was in force, so you were limited in terms of what Talmud Torah you could engage in. And the Mishnah says, well, the Baal Keri is very limited, so he's not gonna say Birkas Kriyashma, and he's not gonna say Bracha Rishona, but he does say Bracha Achrona, and he's not gonna daven, but he's gonna say Kriyashma in some way, here or whatever it is. So the Gemara said, remember the Gemara said Tapu Chafal Fogel. Gemara said, well, why this, yes, and that? No, the Gemara is struggling to figure out what's the criteria, what's the quality that drives whether a particular part of the Siddur makes it into the more limited corpus that the Baal Keri is engaged with. And what was the Gemara's ultimate maskana at the top of Chavav and Aleph? Daraisa is Rabbanan, right? Kriyashma is Daraisa, even though later on the Yamad is a machlokes whether Kriyashma is Daraisa, but top of the Yamad, the Gemara is assuming, like the Amara Belazar, that Kriyashma is Daraisa, Tfila is Rabbanan. By the way, even the Rambam, that Gemara is one of the Gemara is going back to an earlier sugya. The Ramban had said, look, the Gemara said the Feirish, Brachas Chabal, Tefillah is Rabban. Where does Rambam come to say that Tefillah is Daraisa? As an aside, the answer to that would be, even the Rambam agrees that the details of Tefillah is Rabban, meaning you don't have to daven Shacharis, min HaTorah, it's enough to daven Mincha. So maybe the guy will go to Mikvah, and then by the end of the day, he'll be ready to be Mispal. You don't need the entire length of the Shmona Esrei, min HaTorah. Okay, whatever it is, but Lamaisa the Gemara says Kreshma is Daraisa, Tefillah is Drabanan, and Birkas Hamazon is Daraisa. And that explains why he has to say the Bracha L'Achareah. And what else did the Mishnah say about Brachas on food? He says L'Achareah, but not L'Faneha. So the Gemara didn't say it, Mamish black on white, but if you put two and two together, it's pretty clear that Bracha Achrona is Daraisa, Bracha Rishona is Drabanan. That's what Tosis meant when they said the Mesek L'Shonam back here, the sweetness of the precision. Le'el perek mishamei, so earlier in the third perek, mashma garbal keri delav deraisa. It's mashma. It doesn't say b'feirish. It never said black on white, bracha rishon is drabanan, but it is very clearly mashma. Because he said, perek samazin is deraisa, that's what the balkari does say. So put two and two together. The Mishnah said, but he doesn't say bracha rishona. So the obvious conclusion is bracha rishona is derabanan. Okay. So Tosis is saying what? Well, this isn't actually a Kal V'Chomer. Because if it's Kal V'Chomer, then if this was a Makor for Bracha Rishona, so then what? So then Bracha Rishona would be Daraisa. And you know Bracha Rishona is not Daraisa, because we learned the third parak. So you look at the Tosis and you probably scratch your head at a couple of things. Number one, it's not a Kal V'Chomer. I mean, Gemara said it's Kal V'Chomer. We're trying to find a Makor. And the second suggestion where I had is the Makor is Kal V'Chomer. What do you mean, well, it's not a Kal V'Chomer? Because the conclusion was wrong. But what was the Gemara's point? But it is a Kal V'Chomer. Very strange. And if you're attuned to this sort of, to the following sort of question, some of you may have been trained in the past to wonder, why would a Rishon have waited until so late in the Gemara to raise a question they could have raised earlier? Where else could Tosfos have raised this question? Looking at the board and the way he sketched out. Yeah! Minon and Ely, Makor number one is the Pasuk, which Tosfos should have said, hey, 1 second, how do you learn from Pasuk? But the Gemara says it's Rabbanan. Why do we wait until stage number two to ask the same question? Oh, that can't be a real Makor. It's a Drabanan. Right. So let's deal with that second question first. Why do we only jump here? Why didn't we jump on the question earlier? Then we'll have to get into the core. Which is, what is Tosfos even saying? It's not a Kal V'Chomer. It is Kal V'Chomer. So why did they not jump earlier? Why did they not jump earlier? What's the difference between the first suggestion that Gemara made and the second suggestion that Gemara made? Even though we ultimately we reject one for two, we reject two for three. But the way we reject one and the way we reject two are very different. How do we reject? The first suggestion was, it's a drasha. We have a drasha, Koshi Lulim, it's an open pasuk, it's available, and we're going to use the darshan this din. And the Gemara's response was, right, well, that doesn't work. So in the Maskanas HaGemara, can you use Kodesh Elulim? No, not at all. It's needed for other things. Maybe you learn Bracha Achrona from it, or maybe not. You learn Achlev Hagar Achlev, maybe you learn Keren Revai. You do not learn Bracha Rishona from Kodesh Elulim. That was a nice Havamina, but it's rejected the Maskan. Kav Homer, what happened to the Kal V'Chomer in the flow of the sugya? Why did we not stick with that? Why did we come up with option three? Because
somebody doesn't hold the Kal V'Chomer for camera.
Well, because the Kal V'Chomer is
flawed.
What's the flaw though?
It's not general enough.
Right, it's not broad enough. It doesn't include enough cases. But as it stands, it's a decent Kal V'Chomer. It's just it wasn't that the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. The first rush we said puzzle. Does not work. there's no free pasuk to teach you bracha rishona. There might not even be a free pasuk to teach you bracha achrona. There's certainly no free pasuk to teach you bracha rishona because we need it for achiv ad achoy. So this is rejected. The second option wasn't rejected. It's just inadequate. It's not enough. It's a great kal v'chomer. The kasha was just, it's a great kal v'chomer. It might be a marker for bracha, for bari pri ha'eitz, for bari pri ha'gefen, maybe even bari pri ha'dam. The Gemara isn't 100% clear. Tosis is what to say about that. But what about shahakol? Foster baits and dug in. Oh, so we must find another marker that's kolel more, that's more inclusive. It is the question of, it's inadequate. Not that it's ineffective. It's effective, it's just not broad enough. Ah, so why does it matter whether we reject it because it's ineffective, it doesn't work, or because it works beautifully, but it's not broad enough? Because here, Lemaskana, this doesn't exist. So Tosfos have to ask, oh, well, how did the Gemara have such a Havamina Koshilum? Didn't they know the Gemara and Chavalv? What's the problem? The Gemara Chavalv is Lemaskana. The Maskana of our, as long as the Maskana of our Gemara agrees with the Maskana of that Gemara, what's the issue? The Gemara is going through different, and we'll get to that more, the Havaminaology, as we progress through the Sugya and the Ritzvah. Tosis Kasha isn't just the Gemara here had a Habamina that's at odds with the Gemara earlier. What's wrong with that? Okay. The Tosis problem, the Gemara here has a Maskana that's at odds with the Gemara earlier. Because Lechora, when you get to the Maskana, it should be this plus this. You have a Kal V'chomer, it's a very nice Kal V'chomer. And a bar preach should be based on the Kal V'chomer. What about Shahakal? Oh, Shahakal is based on a Svara. But Lechora, if you're reading the Gemara clearly and straight, bar preach Gefen, maybe even bar preach Hadama, and certainly bar Hamotzi, and maybe Mizonos, they're all based on Kal V'chomer. I just need the Svara for Shahakal, maybe Hadama. Wow. In other words, Tosa says, 1 second. That means that Baruch Priya Geffen and Motzi Lachem and Aretz and Baruch Priya Eitz are Toraisa. That's a problem. Especially since the Gavichai pointed out. The Mishnah there on Chaf is talking primarily about what type of food? Bread. Because you say, Pirkei Hamazon is Toraisa. Any case where Hamazon is Toraisa, and if you think as the Rashi and Mitzvah do that Bahad Vilat Rafta includes also Shivas Aminim generally, and if you think there's a makar from Kodesh Ilulim for Bracha Achrona Daraisa, well, that was the whole point of Kal V'chomer. Whenever there's Bracha Achrona Daraisa, Kal V'chomer is Bracha Rishona Daraisa. Ooh. So that's Tosa's problem. What's it? But the Gemara there says, I have a food which has a Bracha Achrona Daraisa and Bracha Rishona Midrabanan. This isn't just a passing stage. This Kal V'chomer should work with Maskana. It's not sufficient. We need something else also. But Tosfos says, we didn't reject it. We just said, we don't have, it doesn't cover all the ground. We have a Kal V'chomer, but how about Shahaka? Shahaka is based on a Svar. So that's why Tosfos wakes up now and says, 1 second, Kal V'chomer. And a Kal V'chomer, which if you follow through the Shahaka V'tayra, never seems to have gotten rejected. It just got added to. It was supplemented because there was space it didn't cover. Whoa! Tosa says, that's a problem. But that means the Kal V'chomer is Lemaskana. That means there are brachas rishonas to are daraisa. What are you talking about? But the Daf Chaf Aleph says bracha rishona is rabbanon, even bracha achrona is daraisa. Thank you so much. That's why Tosa says, again, if we look at this Tosa, we had two problems. One problem was, why Tosa is only asking this is the Sira of Chafalov on stage number 2, because on stage number 1, you understand. The answer is, because stage number 1 is rejected. That's it. It's rejected anyways. Okay, we could have asked this Kasha also. We could have said, what do you do with Chafalov? We didn't have to. We rejected it anyways. The whole Drasha didn't work. Shine. But here's a Drasha that does work. The Drasha does work. We're going to supplement it. The Drasha works. So it says, no. The Drasha does. This Drasha is also rejected. The Rashba is very clear in the Maskana. He says, everything is based on the Svara. If you look in the language of the Rashba, he takes pains to make this point. Dear Mas, if you have a Rashba in front, Dear Mas, Hachi Garcinan. He says when he gets up to the svaruhu, also ladam shem ha'om hazeh lo bracha. He says bekulu kilomer. What it means to say, kilomer always introduces a non-literal reading. You wouldn't have thought that's what it means, but here's what it really means: bekulu all things. Meet bar natiya, meet la bar natiya. Whether it grows on a tree, or doesn't grow on a tree. Whether he holds netzer ravai, karam ravai, leka the Torah bracha lo lefarm v'alachem haTorah el shivas hamin levad lachreim in haTorah. There's nothing, there's no such thing as a bracha rishonim in haTorah. Boom! Kavachomer is gone. Gone. The Rashi takes pains to make that very clearly. The Kavachomer does not exist in Maskan. It all disappears in a puff of smoke. Now, okay. So now we begin to appreciate, I think it was said in the past, sometimes people tend to get scared. You probably had other rabbis who said this in the past. Some people get scared by the big Tysusin, like those big 40-line Tysusin. It's like, whoa, it's overwhelming. A little teeny tiny Tosus seems much more manageable. But the truth is, the big long Tosusin, it's usually several paragraphs put together, and he's talking everything out. The little teeny tiny Tosusin, you need to dig because there's a lot going on that they're not saying. That's why it's so short, because they're skipping steps. I mean, they're not articulating all the steps that they're thinking through. They're thinking through the steps. They're not skipping in their thinking, but they are leaving out steps in their articulation, their communication. So you look at this Tosfos. Tosfos very, very, very precisely targets this stage in the Gemara. Whoa, Kavachomer. That's something that's going to last on Haskana. Kavachomer generates a Doraisa. So now we appreciate Tosfos' kasha. And now we can think about Tosfos' answer, but first,
so
question for our
sponsor. So Tosfos is saying when the Gemara says that we're using a Sfara, that the fact that the Bracha Rishona is Doraisa, that fact is still in existence, whereas the Rashba is saying that that fact is no longer in existence?
No. Rashba is aligned with Tosfos. The Rashba is aligned with Tosfos. We haven't gotten to Tosfos on the Maskana yet, but the Rashba is aligned with Tosfos El Asvarho. We'll get there soon. But I'm saying the Rashba reflects Tosfos's thinking also. Tosfos is bothered. I see what you're saying. Tosfos is bothered. I understand, but the Kavachomer lasts with Maskana. And that's why they said, hey, one second, how can you posit a Kavachomer, and I'm learning through the Gemara, this Kavachomer never disappears. What it means is a Kavachomer means there are at least some brachos, Rishonos, Rishonos, Daraisa. I have a Gemara Kavach that says brachos, Rishonos, Rabbanon. All brachos, Rishonos. Even when that Corona is Daraisa, then Rishonos, Rabbanon. Now we understand Tosfos' Kasha. And now let's begin to think, what were Tosfos' Teretz? And here, we'll pull this together. So what Tosfos' Teretz? Tosfos' Teretz, again, they didn't even say the Torah Shlomer. They just sort of jumped right in to their Teretz. But the implied Kasha that they got to sort of afterwards was, oh, how can you have a Kavachomer if Kavachomer means Daraisa, but later on we say it's Rabbanu, right? So they front load their Teretz. The whole Teretz was only 3-4 words. Lav Kavachomer. Teretz is, you want to know how come the Maskana is all Rabbanu? Because this is really not a Kavachomer to begin with. You look at that, you say, well, okay, but wasn't the Gemara's point that there is a Kavachomer? That was the whole point. You know what I mean? The answer was, it's Kavachomer. So somehow Tosfos is saying, well, this Kavachomer is not such a good Kavachomer. And the truth is, if you look, and then we'll take more questions in a moment, if you looked in the Chachmei Svarad, the Rashba, and even more the Ritva, I know not of all you have a Rashba, all you have a Ritva, so that works out well in the Sugya. The Ritva, who was the Talmud of the Rashba, a generation afterwards, expresses this even more extensively and broadly than the Rashba, that this nugget that Tosfos is saying, that this Kavachomer is not a real Kavachomer, it solves a lot of problems. There are really a lot of issues in this middle chunk of the Sugya. The first one is what Tosfos raised. Well, if the Kavachomer is such a gavala Kavachomer, so then brachas should be daraisa. It's too strong. It's too good. And then the Ritva also raises, he says, look back at the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph. Not only is the Gemara on top of Chaf Aleph, before the first two dots, say that whatever the Balkari says is daraisa, whatever the Balkari doesn't say is Rabbanan, and Haredi Balkari says Birkas HaMazon, but not Bracha Rishona. So you see, fact, halachic fact, Bracha Rishona is Rabbanan, but it's also in terms of the logic, the actual Kavachomer itself. The Gemara on Chaf Aleph, the next chunk of the Gemara after the first two dots, raises not exactly this Kavachomer, but almost. The Gemara is There's doing a more complicated kavachor maneuver with two different sets of dinim. You have Birkas HaMazon, you have Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaMazon is a brach achrona, Birkas HaTorah, brach rishona. The Gemara starts to say, well, why can't we learn? Well, if there's Birkas HaTorah lefanim, she's certainly Birkas HaMazon lefanim. Not exactly the same kavachor, but similar. And the Gemara said, no. Shkeinanin. The Gemara pulls back. I said, that kavachor doesn't work. There rejects the kavachor. Yochan sounds like he thought there was a real kavachomer. The Gemara says, we reject it. So the Ritva says, why the Gemara here is so comfortable with this kavachomer? And the Ritva also says, there's something very funny. Look at the board. Right? The Gemara says, well, maybe I can learn from Koshin Lul and Brach HaKoron of Geffen. And then I'll make kavachomer from there. Or maybe Netziv. Maybe it's Kerem Ravai just Geffen. Anyways, you have Shiva Zaminim. Gethin is one of the Shiva Zaminim. So why are we spending so much time on Gethin when you have Shiva Zaminim? Make Kavachomer from there. The answer to all these questions, Ritva says, is that this Kavachomer really is such a good Kavachomer. But what do you mean? It's not a good Kavachomer. The Gemara says it's Kavachomer. So take a look at Ritva inside. But the Ritva says, says myself a kalvachomer, the Ritva that parallels our Tosos, the Ritva on the bottom of Amud Reish Chav Beis, top of Reish Chav Gimel. Dibra Hamaskel Halokasha. If you have a Ritva, you take a look inside. If not, you look on with a friend or just listen. Halokasha, myself a kalvachomer, exactly where the Tosos is located. Kishuzoveya Mevar Kishurav Lokolshke. Right, when you're full, you make a bracha. Certainly, when you're starving, Perush. In other words, I'm going to tell you something that doesn't sound, this is a non-obvious shot, but this is the accurate shot, even though it's not at first blush what the words sound like. Lav kavachomer mal yuzeh. This is not a great kavachomer. It is a kavachomer, but it's not a very good, effective kavachomer. Why? Dekel mifach kizibarachin le'el. Perek nishameso. Mala achrav shekei nehene. The whole kavachomer, really, the logic, not only what the Ritva was saying, and this is what Tosis was saying without explaining, is aside from the fact that if the kavachomer works, it's way too powerful, it should be doing all sorts of things that it doesn't actually do. On the other hand, other side of the coin, is this kavachomer is hollow. The core isn't there. What was the kavachomer? Well, if I make a bracha when I'm full, I still make a bracha when I'm empty. Is that watertight logic? I understand if you say, look, if I'm not allowed to do this on Yom Tov, I certainly can't do this on Shabbos. That's a great kavachomer, because I can demonstrate clearly that Shabbos is more harmful than Yom Tov. You can do Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov, you can't do Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos, so clearly, Shabbos is more harmful than Yom Tov, so if I have some Isser on Yom Tov, kavachomer should apply on Shabbos. That's a great, sturdy kavachomer. But where's the demonstration that bracha rishona is more chomer than bracha achrona, such that, well, if you make a bracha achrona, you still make a bracha rishona? There was no dem. There was no, well, you see, like, I could show Shabbos bracha minyantiv. It was a svar. Well, it makes sense that I should make a bracha. I should make a bracha. It makes even more sense to make a bracha rishona than bracha achrona, because if I make a bracha when I'm full, I certainly make a bracha when I'm hungry, which has a certain natural logic to it, because after all, you know, I feel the need more. On the other hand, the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph said the exact opposite svara. Shekei Nehene. Maybe there's more logic to say the bracha afterwards when you can make a bracha achrona on food. Shekei Nehene. Again, Ritva is using that line slightly differently than the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph uses the line. There are arguments to be made in both directions. It's far from clear. Is it such a compelling kavachomer? Maybe there's more reason to say bracha rishona. But on the other hand, here you actually the savata. Now you're full, and now he says what to say a bracha on. Ashir l'Hashem ki gamal aloi. A quote from Chaim Brisker. That pasuk is the final pasuk of Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel. Tehillim Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Gimel is full of a lot of David HaMelech is in a very, very, very painful place, and he's four times in a row, he says, HaKadosh Baruch, how much longer? Ad Ana, in a very difficult place. And then he begins to be mispalled, and starts to put pieces together a little bit. And the last pasuk is a So his Feivel Meltzer says, this is Esther Zalman's son, Ron Cutler's brother-in-law. He writes in his radio shiur Montilim. He says, but then like the last pasuk, the son comes out. Even in great pain, I can still derive inner joy from the b'chastecha b'tachti. I have b'tachti, even though I don't see it yet, that you take care of me. Ashir ol Hashem ki damala. It seems like Hashem Baruch Hu, because you took care of me. So they quote from Chaim that you can have inner joy beforehand, knowing that Hashem Baruch Hu will take care of you. But to sing halal, that's only Ashir ol Hashem, it's only ki damala. Once it's already in the rear view mirror. Once the Yeshua has happened, then you sing Shira. So that's more or less the logic of the Gemara Daf Chafal. Shekeinen. And by the way, it's even the logic of our Gemara. The line before in our Gemara Lamed Hey, we say if you only have one open spot in the Darshan, which bracha are you going to say? Achrona Rishona? Achrona. Why? Because Ashkel Achrona, like Rashi Tosfos Rashi said, because the model of bracha is bracha Achrona. And then the very next line, we turn around and say, actually, it's more Mustafa say bracha Rishona. So that's yet another kasha that's dealt with by this point that Tosfos is already saying and that the Ritva is expanding upon, which is this Kal V'Chomer isn't really a good Kal V'Chomer. Really, it falls under careful scrutiny, it falls apart. Then, of course, you have to wonder, so why didn't we say anything? Why didn't we say anything? So the Ritva goes on to make this point later. The next Dibaraz, he talks about the Karen Mishul. Also, he, I think, is saying, we're talking a little more Yadu Torah V'Yadir, but in Dibaraz, Laman D'Tani Netrava, he says, how do you work at that piece of the Gemara? Alpha Gavdu Kavachomer Pricha. Really, this Kavachomer doesn't work. Ikala Mifrach. There's a logical kasha that can destroy this Kavachomer. V'chula sugyan azla b'hachid l'diyik. This whole part of the sugya is not meduyak. We're not asking every kasha we could have asked. Why? Mishum demistay v'pirich achrine. Because it suffices to have other kashas. In other words, what the Ritva just said is a very important point in Havamina-ology. That we're not necessarily, you don't have to explain, if you have a Havamina, then you have a kasha, and then based on that kasha we reject the Havamina and move to the maskana. There may well be three other kashas you could ask the Havamina also. Either Gemara didn't ask them. The fact that Gemara didn't ask them doesn't mean they aren't great kashas. I don't have to explain why this Havamina was perfect in every way except for the one kasha that we asked. There may be other kashas also. But we're going to destroy the Havamina anyways. We don't have to pile on all the kashas. That's exactly what Ritva just said. Mistayev epirich achrini. We're anyways going to get rid of this stage two. We're going to move to the Svara. And that's exactly why the Rajba can say, as Tosfos said, Lemaskana Sasugya, Kavachomer is gone. Maskana Sasugya, Gemara Chafal is clear. It's all Drabbanan. When it's all Drabbanan, what about the Kavachomer? The Kavachomer is gone. Blown away because, so the Ritva says, what the Gemara say about the Kavachomer is, it's inadequate, it's insufficient. What about Basar, Dagim, Beitzim? Your whole Kavachomer doesn't really get going. But the Ritva says, there are other kashas you could have asked also. And that's really what Tosfos is. Now you appreciate what Tosfos is. But Tosfos said, Lav Kavachomer, we mean Lav Kavachomer. The Gemara says it's Kavachomer. Tosfos is arguing with the Gemara? No! They mean it's not a sturdy Kavachomer that stands for Maskana. We could have attacked the Kavachomer, but we could have attacked stage two by saying, what do you mean? Why is it so clear that the Kal V'Chomer in this far goes the other way around, like you yourself said the line before, and like the Gemara indicates in Daf Chafal? We could have attacked it that way. We could have destroyed the Kal V'Chomer internally. But the Gemara chose instead to say, even if you can accept, instead of getting into the nitty gritty of, oh, it is a good svar, it's not a good svar, it's going to be hard to prove either way, the Gemara says, forget about it. The Kal V'Chomer is not going to help you anyways, because it's clearly not going to cover demonstrably, clearly, without having to handle Dakas Dikasvaras, it's very clear that it doesn't cover Shahakal. So you need something else anyways. So the answer is Svara. But that's the point that Tosin and Svara are making, is it's not just that we did just say what we said was the Kavachoma is inadequate, but what we really mean is the Kavachoma is rejected. And we didn't bother, the Gemara didn't bother to point out all the kashas we have on this Kal V'Chomer, because anyways we have to move to option three. But once we move to option three, option two is totally gone. It doesn't last the maskana, because the truth is, aside from the external kashas, what about Shahako? Internally, the Kal V'Chomer doesn't hold water. And that's what the Ritva keeps saying, and that's what Bikitzur, the Tosus, had said. Here, in Lav Kavahomeru, it can't be that this is a legitimate, sturdy Kavahomer. Yes, the Gemara put it up as an option, but upon further analysis, it falls apart on its own. So not only are we bringing the Svara to cover the very clear issue of what do you do with Shahakol, but also, even for Ha'etz, even for Hamotzi, the Kavachorma ends up not, and that's what I was saying before. When the Rashba says, Lemaskana, every single Bracha Rishona is Drabana, nothing, everything is only based on the Svara, it's all Drabana, everything's only based on the Svara, that's consistent with what the Rashba himself said, and Tosfos, and the Ritva earlier, that this Kavachomer doesn't actually work. The whole slew of kashas in the middle of the sugya fall into place once you understand that point. The Kavachomer is internally problematic. The Kavachomer internally collapses. The Gemara didn't stress that. The Gemara is strange. Why did the Gemara choose other kashas? Right. One point the Tosfos Ritva makes is you don't have to ask every single kasha. We asked the kasha, it did the trick. We showed we need a svara. Done. I couldn't ask the other kashas also. I didn't. That should not bother me. This is a very, very important point in terms of Derech HaLimud. In other words, to say, well, why didn't we ask this kasha also? It must be this kasha isn't shver. That's based on a hanacha. The hanacha is that any question the Gemara didn't ask means the Gemara wasn't bothered by. That's a debatable hanacha. And the Ritva here and many other places in Shas, several places in Shas, debates that Hanacha. And Tosus also sometimes will say, well, we had Pirkei Achrini, we could ask this Kasha also, we have other Kashas. Anyway, the point we're going to get to, anyways, going to reject the Havmina, so we don't have to layer on, sometimes the Gemara will give you multiple Kashas, but not always, and just because we didn't give you every single Kasha doesn't mean you don't have every single Kasha. Where we're heading next time is now we're ready to finally appreciate, and now that we understand the beginning of the Gemara, what is this Maskana? There's a Svara. What is this svara? How does it work? And we already were sort of glibly saying, well, it's all drabanan. Why is the svara only drabanan? And Tosa is not yet done with step one. We had a drasha. We had a medrash. How do you just write off the medrash? The Amorim is arguing with the Tanam. What is that? So why is the medrash not being? We had a kasha, but why is the medrash says it? So why isn't that working? And what is the svara? Where does it come from? How does it work? A fascinating Pnei Yeshua. We'll get to that mitzvah next time.